In last week's podcast, I betted for a red week, and a red week it became. Nasdaq down 1.44%, ending the week at 13,492 points. Also red week for Dow Jones, who was down 1.67%. Not much, but still down. And this week, I sadly believe it will be worse. The reason why I think it will be worse is because if we look at the charts, we can clearly see that many of the stocks are bouncing off from the top of the trend, and there is still plenty room downside. And a stock like Tesla, for instance, have a head and shoulder pattern indicating a possible downturn to $240 within very short time. You are listening to Trading Tips with Jim, the StockInvest.us podcast, and for the next some 20-25 minutes, I will guide you through what I think will happen in the week ahead of us. And of course, we will have a look at the trading boot which I'm currently creating. And the week ahead of us will be a week with some quarter results coming, but more important will be numbers on Tuesday and Friday especially. Then we will have an insight in the inflation, and we'll also have the GDI numbers on Friday, telling the state of quarter one. It's expected that GDP is growing by 1.4% for quarter one. That number, if it comes in either higher or lower, will have an effect on the market. Last week's downturn has been blamed on Feds and the talk that we will have more interest rates hikes up ahead. This was doomed, and I think it will be much worse than most people think. Over the last few years, we heard so many things being said, like inflation is transitory, it will go away, it's just temporary, it didn't go away, it's still very, very sticky, just as you've been told in this podcast over and over again, even long before it happened. And I don't think we have finished any time soon with inflation. The reason why prices now are cooling down a bit has a lot to do with low energy prices. I told you low oil prices is good for the stock markets. When oil prices started to fall, I told you that now it will be good incentives for markets to go down. Has to do with the overall economy. But as I also told you, I think oil price will be pushed upwards, and I think that it will go up to the high or even higher than it was last winter when it hit $120. I think that we can have a peak much higher than that. And over the last few days, I read that more and more experts seems to agree in this analysis. It became even more so during the weekend when Russia had internal affairs. There was a mini coup ongoing, and during that, everyone realized that if there will be more turmoil in Russia, there will be a huge disruption in oil. And again, people was pointing out that currently OPEC Plus have cut production. At some point, these things will come into effect, and we can see more hedging towards oil. Anyway, these are for the future. We are heading into a heating season soon. Actually, we are midsummer. We're celebrating midsummer last week here in Vilnius. And we are getting to darker and colder times in just a few months. That thing brings the question now, is it a good time to buy oil and energy stocks? I believe it is. When oil was very high, I told you it's time to reduce the portfolio. I have an oil portfolio myself, and I was reducing my shares. But slowly over the last few weeks, even few months, I've been adding a little bit more oil shares back into my stocks. If you look at the chart of Chevron, it's not that pretty to look at, indicating a few more downturns before it finally will turn up. But oil moves fast when it first decides to move. As I told you, the GDP, GDI numbers will come on Friday, will tell something about the state of the union. The expectation is that it will grow by 1.4%, and as I told you, this number will be important. But already on Thursday, you will have job numbers, and last week, job numbers came in higher than expected. And finally, we start to see the results of the interest rate hikes in the economy. It is slowing down. That is the only way to fight inflation, is to remove money from circulation. At the same time, there is a lot of other things happening. We know that the debt ceiling was lifted, meaning that more money will be printed, and most of this money will find their way out, for instance, to the Ukraine war, but a lot of it will also find a way internally into the economy. And that made me tell you, I think it was not last week, but the week before, that I think it will be again an upturn in EV sector, and it became. Actually, it was some 20-30% in most EV stocks the following week. I think there is much more to come in EV. They might have a slight reaction down during this week, but then they should continue upwards because money is poured back into green economy. It stopped for a little while. Now they are floating back. And I don't think that will go away anytime soon. And sadly, as I always said over the last more than a year, even a little bit before that, weapon industry is a very, very safe haven to be. Reading the news over the weekend, you can just read that one country after the other is out of ammunition. They are sending everything they have of spare ammunition and old ammunition is going to Ukraine, emptying their storage, and now they have to refill. The problem is that they are not able to refill as fast as they are giving away. That just means that the lights will be burning 24/7 in the windows of the weapon industry, and that means money. It means ching-ching, it means high dividends, it means you can make money on war industry. You have to look at the big players. Boeing is one of them, and you just have to then go down to ammunition providers, but you can also go further down to those who are delivering tech to the war industry. And last week I saw a new word popping up. War tech is the new thing. So we had fintech, and we had all sorts of fintech, wealth tech, etc. And now it is war tech. There is an incentive against or towards startups to start up things related to war. Sad that it has become this way, that everyone is just talking about war, more ammunition, more pain. But as an investor, and you want to grow your money, you have to be a little bit cynical, and there will be much more money to be made, sadly, in the war industry. And most important of everything, now let's assume that there will be a natural correction on the markets. Remember, they are up some 30%, I think, since New Year. Having a correction down could be only 10%, maybe even more, is just natural. Now we are being hammered with a lot of bad economic data coming in. On top of that, the interest rates is not going away anywhere soon. It will have to continue upwards, and that is always bad fuel for stock markets. So in this situation, where it is uncertain, will there be enough money to keep pushing stock market up? Will the momentum be strong enough to keep pushing the markets upwards? Or will the bears have a little play and push the markets down? If this happens, I believe that war stocks will be some of the stocks holding the very, very best in a situation like that, may even actually gain in a situation. So if you have a portfolio, I recommend you to look into the option of having war-related stocks as a part of it. Then I believe oil also will hedge good. And as you know, I love gold, and I think gold still will hold strong. And that brings us to the numbers that we always follow. Oil fell by $2 last week, currently trading at 69, but showing some upward trends after the weekend's happening in Russia. And I think it will push upwards very soon. The first effects of the OPEC plus cuts will come. We know that US under Biden has opened for production from Venezuela and also Iran. So Venezuelan oil and Iranian oil is again flushing the markets after being, because of dictatorship and countries we do not like to associate with, democratic countries do not want to associate with, they have now been welcomed back to the good party, pushing oil into the market. It will balance somewhat the OPEC plus cut. We will see who will win that war. Will Biden be correct in the way of his handling these things, or will it backfire? Anyway, oil will be very interesting. Gold, as I mentioned, is another thing I really like. Actually fell last week as well, $29 to $1,938. Since we started following gold, it was around some 1500 when I said buy. Currently, it was up just above 2000, hit all-time high, but has been falling back for the last few weeks. I think there will be a new upturn, and as I said, I think it will be a major good hedge in bad times. The 10-year treasury yield is at 3.74, more or less uneven since last week. So there is nothing special in these numbers for the week ahead of us. I think oil might crawl a little bit up during the week. The same thing with gold, while I think the stock markets will have a decline. We can check this by looking at signals that we analyze, and I gave the reasoning why I thought it would be a downfall in the markets. I said that the buy signals at Stock Invest, we analyze more than 38,000 stocks, but 26,000 of these are qualified for signal analysis. And you may ask, so why are not all qualified for signal analysis? Well, some stocks only have a few trades per day. They have more or less zero liquidity, and that makes all signals just hopelessly bad. It's a good lesson if you are trading. First off, anything with low liquidity, a low trading volume is highly riskable. They move very fast up and down, and in general, they do not hold very well if markets are bad. These kind of stocks usually move when the markets have started to go up. You go through the biggest players first, then you go to the second bigger players. At the end of a bull market, usually you see these, often referred to as penny stocks or very, very low liquid stocks, starts to move as people are hunting for the last few bargains. Playing with technical analysis on these stocks have absolutely no value unless you look at volume, because volume will give you an idea how it is moving. If you see a sudden increase in volume, it just means that the stock is getting more attention. But in general, technical analysis on low liquid stock has absolutely no meaning. The higher the liquidity, the better the analysis will be. And I told you that last week it was 38% buy signals across all the tickers that we analyzed that are qualified, and that it was way too high. It has to react down, and we had a reaction down, but currently there is still 27% buy signals down, from 38 last week to 27 this week. It is not low enough to give buy signals, because when we had market turnings upwards again, when I say it's way too low, we are usually down at 18, 17, 18. Now it's 27. It's just in the middle on the way down. Nasdaq is down from 32 to 24 this week. New York Stock Exchange from 37 to 25. So here we are still high, but give a more week of fall and we can be back on track again. Still, numbers are a little high. London, however, is down at 12%, and I will not be surprised if there will be some good buys to be done at the London Stock Exchange during the week. Tokyo fell from 51 to 38, also had to come, while Shenzhen, China from 29 to 18. So we can see that the buy signals fell across all of the world during last week, and they go from high position, fell last week, and all of these numbers indicate the same thing, that there is a higher chance that the markets will fall this week as well than that they will go up. But markets are markets. You never know how it will be. It can easily be pushed upwards. It just have to get some good news. During the week, there will be some quarter results start coming in, and these will be interesting to follow. I saw a very good video from Professor Spong explaining a little bit why quarter results have been better than expected a few quarters back, why they were high then. And the explanation was very, very, very good. I will not repeat too much of it, but that person seems to be a very, very smart person, knowing exactly what he talks about. So I recommend to watch some of his videos for deeper learning and understanding of economics. In short terms, it was simply that before COVID, the companies filled up their storage, their goods, and during COVID they were able to sell because of all the money pushed into the market during COVID. They were able to sell products bought cheap for a higher price. That gives a high actual return profit margin, which was higher taxed, of course, and better results. Now they have to buy all their goods at much higher prices. As you know, inflation went wild, crazy. And on top of this, there are other issues between China and US. Goods are not flowing as they should. And everything being bought is much, much higher. And you are not able to push the prices as fast as you want onto the consumer. And these things are now starting to crack down. So according to him, we will see much worse quarter results coming in, and these can push the market heavy down. We just have to see how much was expected by the professionals, by the market overall, how much of the pain that we will see in quarter results was expected. But now forward, quarter results will start coming in again, and you should pay attention to these. That was that short market overview of the market. I will just sum it up saying that I believe that this week, last week I said to you, I believe it will be a volatile week, much up and down, but ending red. Sadly, this week I have the feeling, because of the numbers, that we will see much more determined direction, like it will be more overall red. It will be less volatility and moving in a more straight direction, sadly, downwards. How much? Hard to say. It can be only a percent, or it can be 2-3%. Who knows? But looking at AI stocks, for sure, I think they now, sadly, will be hammered. So, if you are into AI stocks, you should be warned. All of them have the potential for a higher fall. In the beginning of the podcast, I mentioned to you that it was a head and shoulder formation in Tesla, and indicating a possible downfall to 240. I will see. Maybe I will post a small clip on the video showing the head and shoulder formation. But it, as I said, indicating a fall to 240. Normally, you will then fall quickly to 240. You will bounce up back to the, what is called the neckline, before you have a further decline. If this doesn't happen, let's say that the signals is false, then you can expect a good, strong upturn in Tesla. But remember, Tesla has been overbought since $202 all the way up to 280 plus. Reaction down is just total natural, doesn't mean anything else than just a natural correction. I see that tons of analytics is downgrading Tesla. I think it was published at least 4 downgrades over last few weeks. All of this is as natural as you can guess. If you're a Tesla investor, you just have to ask yourself, will you downsize your portion a little bit, your portfolio, and then rebuy more if it falls a little bit, or if you will just stay put. It's not my decision to make. I'm just warning you that everything indicates that Tesla and AI stocks will have a correction back. And it might be a very good point to get in when we are at the bottom of that reaction to get some more stocks, because still, generally, markets are looking way better than just half a year ago. Last week, and actually many weeks before that, I was showing you the trading boot which I'm making. If you're a new listener, so over this podcast, which is the fourth season of this podcast, we've been following some portfolios, and the last long portfolio was the trading portfolio that we had for 2 years, which I'm slowly winding up, because we'll go into a more aggressive portfolio. It will come. I think that I will start somewhere in the end of July pushing the trading portfolio, which where we will be much more aggressive in the trading. Right now we are in a small transition. As I told you, it's not the best time to start it because it's holidays. It's better to start it a little later to make a more continuation. But I promised you to show you my trading boot and how it is moving along. And last week was indeed an interesting week for the boot, the trading boot. It struggled, and a lot of these struggles were due to some technical glitches. And as I told you before, I can release this for testing to any of you. I have to squeeze out the testing. And some of the bugs causing some issues last week was trailing stop loss not being issued to the stocks. I thought it had solved it, but there were still a few small issues, but now it seems to be running. The trading boot before last week was up $700, or about 7%. Last week, it fell by $300 to around $400 in plus. Had a fall last week. Most of it was due to Lucid. Lucid was not cut by stop loss, which it was supposed to do. And that caused a loss of $190 to be exact. It was especially Lucid that made for the trick. Now, again, if you are a new listener, you can go to getagraph.com. This is where I show my pre-work, things I work on. Currently I'm building a trading boot. I generate signals for 4,000 stocks. In this case, I've selected the stocks which I want to trade. I built a system where I just enter the trades, the amount which I want to trade, and the boot is trading by itself. It's a full complex system from the very beginning of signal generation to the full complex of buying and selling. I showed the progress, I actually know that some of you are developers yourself, and some of you work on TradingView, and you work different places trying to improve your gains, your trading. And hopefully you can learn a little bit just watching the progress of this boot. So let's just wind a little back to signal generation, because this is the absolutely most important things. How do you generate signals that will return profit? First off, you have to find good indicators to nail it down to. My preferred indicators, the easiest one to use, is a relative strength index. I've been mentioning this over and over again. It's super easy. Many people love moving averages, but moving averages is harder. The thing about moving average is that you have to cut it at a certain point, because from a buy signal to a sell signal in moving average is usually not much, especially if you hit a sideways trend. And if you hit a downwards trend, there is almost impossible to make money on a buy position, a long position using moving averages. Moving averages is perfect for upwards trends, so you have to be in a good market or good stock to make a moving trading on moving averages. And the thing is that you have to try to find the cutoff point for the moving average. When will you get out of the position? Will you wait all the way till it gets to a sell signal, or will you cut the position before? And to be really successful, you have to cut the position before. And what you can do is using a smaller moving average and cut on that signal. So let's say that you run on a 200 moving day average, and you use, for instance, 30 or 70 as a cutting point, meaning that when the buy signal is issued from moving 200, you get into the position and you get out when the 30 or whatever smaller moving average you use, 50 maybe, you get out when that issues a sell signal. There are other ways where you can try to find the top. You can analyze all your buy to sell positions to see the average gain and the length of it, because usually it moves over a certain period of time, and you can find that average length, and usually the top is at the middle of the period, meaning if it's a 9-day buy period, usually the top is around 4-5 days. Very simplistic. You can do it more advanced if you have the programming capacity, looking for the highest point during the highest point, meaning the deviation between the price line and your moving average line, the highest distance between these two lines at each time, and you narrow down which day it is, and you can figure out then somewhat okay average. It's a way of trying to outsmart using normalized distribution. You just try to find average points. You cannot do exact on every single point, and you can start make things much more advanced. Some of you maybe already fell off not understanding what I'm talking about, but don't worry, we will get you into all of this. Moving averages you probably heard about. Just go to watch any stock at stockinvest.us, and you will see some lines under the chart. These are the moving averages which I speak about now. Relative strength index, so much easier to use. And I use, for this trading boot, I use a special relative strength index signal in combination with volume. I will advance it. Now you can see, read on the page, showing you for those of you watching the YouTube video. I'm currently at Algo 05. I have already upgraded, and I will soon put it to live. It will be a small upgrade where I add another indicator to trim the signals even better. So this is the trading boot which I am building. Currently, I'm only allowing the system to buy for $10,000. I have an accessible $30,000 on the account, but only allowing $10,000 to be traded. And I have 5 stocks which I all allow to trade for upwards to $2,000 in each of them. And it keeps buying and selling, sometimes several times during the day. And on this, we make either a loss or a profit. And currently, it is very profitable. As we speak, 3 stocks are open. It's Apple, Microsoft, and Nvidia. And due to what looks like a slow opening, today it looks like it will be down $15 on opening. But it's pre-trade, and I guess it will change. Meaning that these stocks were bought either Thursday or Friday and waiting to be closed. They will be closed if they break down through stop loss or a sell signal will come. You can watch this all buy and sells done if you want to inspect them on every single ticker, etc. Most important to know is that currently it is showing a profit, and I hope it continues. It should do better in a negative market than in a good market, but last week was troubled with a few bugs, and there will be more bugs to squeeze. But we're getting closer and closer to the time where I will invite one or more of you to try it yourself. And you can, of course, try it not on real money, but on paper trading if you like, just to get the feel and use of it. The idea is that somewhere up ahead, after squeezing more bugs, now I'm building a prototype to which the level which I think is having all the components which I like. It is behaving something what I like, and then I will hand it over to real programmers that knows absolutely everything I don't know to purify the code, and they will probably rewrite most of the things I done for better efficiency, etc. But it's fully functional and it is working on multi-level, meaning there can be as many users as you want on the boot at any given time. And what I was wanting to say about the future is that maybe, hopefully not in not too far distance, this will be an option where you easily can add a small amount if you want to try the trading boot. And if everything goes as planned and everything looks like it will be eventually integrated into the stockinvest.us page. But before that, we have to prove the concept. We have to squeeze out a lot of bugs, making it really useful before we push it to a large, large audience. Boot is live. The new trading portfolio will come very soon. Sadly, I believe it will be Red Market this week. We will see who is right. You can play Red Markets in many, many ways. But remember, shorting is much harder. In general, it's easy to lose money while shorting. On top of this, we are at the midsummer, meaning it's good weather in many places, and I hope that you enjoy a little bit more than trading. I have promised you over these years, we made so much money last year and the year before playing, but I told you that we will get to the real game very soon. Because, as I told you, I thought there would be bad markets, which it became. We had the euphoric boom after during the first beginning of COVID. Obvious one, and we just bought for what we had, and then I told you just to reduce. But as I said, soon we will be back to a market where I think there is very strong money to be made, and that strategy is still we will play the oversold card very long, and it will come up as an own trading portfolio that we will follow in this podcast series. I hope you will have a splendid week. I hope that you will enjoy a good time with friends, with family, and maybe even more so that when they get to the end of the week, you have more in your portfolio than when you started. In other words, I wish you a green week, and we will speak in just a week. Bye.
Welcome to stockinvest.us stock analysis. We remind you that trading involves a high risk of losing money, and that you should speak with a financial advisor before buying or selling any securities. You should not base your investment decision upon stockinvest.us. By using the information, you agree and are held liable for your own investment decisions.